Alan Bishop, and as Chief Executive of South Bank Centre, it's a huge delight to welcome you all here this morning. It's one of the first times I've heard one of our guests serenaded so beautifully by the children here, and they are a part of the In Harmony project, in which we're delighted to be a partner with Amicus Horizon and Lambeth Music Service, and they're a wonderful demonstration of the importance of music in education. Just yesterday we had 1,600 school children here as the audience for another 100 school children on our stage in Queen Elizabeth Hall for a performance of a new musical version of The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which they'd all learn. And to hear more evidence of this gives me even more reason to welcome our Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. The phrase "a man who needs no introduction" is rather abused around these parts, but that's certainly true for him. And we're absolutely delighted to have him and our other guests here to introduce their new music in education strategy, Boris.
To be in this fantastic, distinguished place of music and culture, and to have been welcomed by that beautiful song. I'm going to get that patented and train my team to sing it in City Hall. Thank you very, very, very much indeed. Beautifully performed, and in a way, it takes me right back to that performance. It brings me to the memory and the words that I want to begin this my remarks with, because I want to quote the great Australian poet, composer, and thinker Rolf Harris, who said, "Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a musical instrument. Gaily they played each summer's day, and indeed each winter's day, because those two little boys in question had the good fortune to attend Princess Road Primary School in Camden in the mid-1970s, and they were David Miliband, Her Majesty's Principal Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs, as he now is, and me." And that's actually true, though actually neither of us remember the other, I think. And I make this point because the memory of that happy Elysium has stayed with me all my life. And what I remember is the incredible devotion of that primary school to music. I remember, was anybody else there at Princess Road Primary School, Camden, in the mid-90s? Mr. Nyman, the silver-maned music master, music teacher. I remember the hymns we all used to warble in complete unison. I remember the music room stuffed with violins and Don Lynch desk camp recorders. And above all, what I remember is a musical education, a dedication to teaching music, which meant that instruments were thrust generously and indiscriminately into the hands of people like David, who had a vague understanding of how to play them, and me as well. And that is a fantastic thing to do in London. And that is why, that is why we are so determined to promote this musical education strategy. Now, Munira is going to explain the details of what we're about, the audit that we want to promote of musical provision in London, musical education provision in London, because it is so disparate and sometimes patchy. She's going to talk about the rhythm of London, that we're also supporting the support for teacher development, and the Music Education Fund. And this is seed corn money. We're a strategic authority, not a big funding authority. This is seed corn money, but it's still, I hope you think, agree, a substantial sum of money. And believe me, we intend to work with you to inflate that sum very considerably by going to donors in the private sector. And I don't frankly care where people are domiciled. ladies and gentlemen, for tax purposes, provided they cough up in large measure for the London Music Education Fund. And I believe in this absolutely passionately. I believe in it because I think music not only has wonderful social benefits, doesn't it? Builds, I suppose you could argue that it builds teamwork and all that kind of thing. It has economic benefits. I think I'm right in saying, Manira will correct me if I'm wrong, that London has more music venues than any other city in the world.
It does.
Absolutely, more like absolutely, and the music and cultural industries together in very difficult economic circumstances to contribute £9 billion to the London economy, not to be sneezed at. And we want to build up the participation.
Yeah,
we want to build up the participation of young people in music in the run up to the Olympics. I think we're missing a trick, by the way. I think we should get this cultural Olympiad. I know some of you work on the cultural Olympiad. I think it should be a genuine cultural Olympic, never mind Olympiad. I think it should be, we should be mobilising the competitive spirit of young musicians in London and getting them to become the leading musicians in London by 2012. And I think we should be harnessing the Olympics to do that. But above all, of course, why am I promoting musical education? Why? Because in the words of my grandmother when I was trying to give up the Donald Letch desk and record in despair, she said I should continue. She reminded you, I said, why? She said, because music nourishes the soul. There you go. Isn't that true? It is. And so I want to remind you finally of the message and theme of that great anthem, that great song by Rolf Harris with which I began. Can you remember how it goes on? Two little boys and two little boys. What is the gist of it? The gist of it is that people can work together in spite of the vicissitudes of life, can't they? And if you recall, one little chap then had a mishap and lost the general election. And wept for his toy, then cried with joy when his young playmate, is me, said, "Don't worry, David, let us work together across parties with goodwill amongst all supporters of music to build musical education in London, to give our children the opportunity we had as children in Princess Road Primary School, Camden, and let us lengthen London's lead as the greatest cultural centre on earth and the best big city on earth to live in." Thank you very much.